Let's go straight into what God has for us tonight. We're still on the teaching on faith. And there have been this sweet presence of the Holy Spirit. Sweet presence of the Holy Spirit lately. We give God the glory. Can we pray briefly before we proceed? Can we pray? Somebody say, in the name of Jesus, Lord, open my eyes to see. Lord Jesus, open my eyes. Makorovosu sakaha. Mambre de berege dugas. Mimbre de sende kebeha. Je prend de sende kelobrodogoziga. Can somebody pray? Lord, open my eyes. Oh rababu susakagagash. Lebrede seteke lebrondo satagaba. Lebrondo shoteke ligra kakakadigas. Mambre de sundo kosugagaha. Mambrondo shote lebrede keziga. Mambrambababa brondo soso saka. Il lebrede ke shata kate brondo kataka. Lebrede seteketesh. Il labranda kasada kata brondo soso so. Can we speak in tongues? Speak in other tongues. Rabababombo soro doja. I have taught us the law of being intentional. Can you be intentional as you pray? This is not just the regular. It's not the regular. Every time we interface with the Lord, we are experiencing a shift in the spirit. Anytime we interface with the Lord, anytime we come together, there is a shift happening in the spirit realm. Mambro doze zezezeze ilaraka gagagadigas brete kesuza gadabarakadias membrende shetekelo libranda sataka labrondo sozoza. Oh, can you pray? Idianela, idiane. Woo! Shapranda kasaka te brodozozo. Lebre de sezezeze. Ila brodo shote kegegegega baba. Brondo soso sasa baba 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 bondosa. Arrabambete setetete. Ilige ya 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 ya. Hey, soso brondo shoto brod. Emi mimena ya. Idiga mambrondo so protoko so mambram papa bambu rotoko so kodo brodo kodo brodo 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 brodo. Oh, this is not the time to be looking. This is the time to speak, to pray. If you don't know what to pray about, just close your eyes and keep saying the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Mambrondo se teberege digos. Mambra da varaga digasai. Elebrem bebebebebebebebebunda. Robondo shoto lebrodo. You can be intentional. You can be intentional. Speak in tongues. Say, Jesus, open my eyes to see. Soak in the power. Soak in the power. Soak in the power. Soak in the power. Oh, robombombrondigidigidambro. Hey, shaka prondo sosa sa, ika prondo sosa kagakedias, elevrende kiliga. Ah, shabrondo seli, iridi sidi gai, mabrande setega de bunda, rumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbumbum the face of Jesus now. Engage your imagination. Engage your imagination. Aramama sandele idia idi soprondo sapa mambele mambananate. I hear the roar of the Lion of Judah. Eminikai mininai. I hear the roar. I hear the roar of the Lion of Judah. Edidi sidi gai egige. Aya mambelege di jukuda ediga. Yenesai. Rabam bam brundo so 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 so. 60 more seconds. 60 more seconds. Aragadigas. I love the way you are intentional. Yo, some of you may feel like crying now. Don't let it flow. This is not the time to be so conscious. Be a child before Jesus. Be a child before him. Aya. Jesus, reveal yourself to me. Open my eyes to see. I need an encounter. Oh, Ramba Baba Segedias. Holy Ghost, reveal yourself to me. Open my eyes to see. I came for encounter. Woo! La ravate gozai. Iditai egele. Arana eridai. 30 more seconds. 30 more seconds. Be intentional. It is possible to always have encounters anytime you are with him. The key is to be deliberate. The key is to be intentional. The key is to shut away every distraction. Aya, elemanante, elemai, edidi. Woo! Elaso, edidida, edide. Aya, Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Holy Ghost, open our eyes. Until I look just like you. Lord, we will not stop until we look like you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name we pray. You can practically feel the tangibility of God's presence. You can practically feel the tangibility of God's presence and power. There is always this signature of God's presence. I've said it severally, that it is a man can fake miracles. A man can fake stories. He can tell wrong stories. A man can fake prophecies, but it's something that cannot be faked, is the presence of God. The tangible presence of the Holy Spirit cannot be faked. Aramanate. And if there's something you need to pursue, Marokofagadias, there is something you need to pursue. Is that tangible presence of the Holy Spirit? It can be tangible in your life, believers. It can be tangible. You can come to the point in your life where the Holy Spirit becomes real to you. You can come to that place in your life where you've learned how to cultivate the very presence of the Holy Spirit. You are walking, you know somebody's with you. Listen, believers. Oh, Shababa. Moro so so so. Mambram bamboro go sigaga. Listen, believers. By the grace of God, I believe in practical Christianity. And most of my journey with the Lord has been practical. I mean, practical. Talking about the tangible presence of God, the manifestations of the Holy Spirit, healing the sick, the prophetic dimension, hearing the voice of God. I'm a believer that believes in the practical dimension. Listen, believers. Don't be a Christian that has not entered into practical revelations of dimensions in God. There should be a scepter that you are wielding in the spirit. What do I mean? Oh my God. To Ketri Kuhlman, she understood the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit never disappointed her. To men like William Branham, William Branham was a man that operated in strange dimensions of the prophetic. This man would see people, know their names, know their details, know the sickness, and he prays for them and they are healed. Time will not permit me to speak about a man called Smith Wigglesworth. Smith Wigglesworth was a man, he punches people back to life. When he hears that somebody is dead, he punches them back to life. Would not permit me to speak about a man called John Gillick. This man operated in strange dimensions of the miraculous. A plague broke out in their time, and he went there. The man was a doctor. He went there. He told them to put the virus on his hands, and they put the virus on his palm like this. And when they checked the virus through the microscope, guess what? As the virus was landing on his palm, like this, the virus was dying away. John Gillick was a man that understood the life, the Zoe life. Zoe is the life of God. It's called eternal life. You know, when we speak about eternal life, many people think it's heaven. Yeah, heaven is a dimension of eternal life. But you need to understand that before you go to heaven, there is an eternal life in you first. It's called Zoe. That is the life that heals the sick. That is the life that raises the dead. That is the life you need to be conscious of, that you operate in practical dimensions of Christianity. I don't know if somebody's getting what I'm saying today. But for this to be a possibility, you must understand relationship with this person that we call the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to teach you something brief tonight, and we're going to apply. Listen, believers, you need to understand that many times when we talk about the Holy Spirit, listen, I wanted to teach on the hearing of faith. I taught on the sight of faith last time. I wanted to teach on the hearing of faith, but the Lord just intercepted the teaching. When we are talking about the Holy Spirit, many people feel the Holy Spirit is wind. Many people feel the Holy Spirit is fire. Thank you, Lord. The Lord just whispered to me. He said, he's about to make himself real to you. That's what the Lord just told me. He said, he's about to make himself real to you. Many times when we talk about the Holy Spirit, what many people see, many people say, the Holy Spirit is it's a wind, it's a force, it's beyond that. Many times when we talk about the Holy Spirit, many people think it's the dove, it's the fire, it's this, it's that. Believers, you need to understand that the wind, the fire, the smoke, the encounters, these are manifestations of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit himself is a person. The Holy Spirit is not wind, but it can manifest as wind. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit is not fire, but it can manifest as fire. The Holy Spirit is not smoke, but it can manifest as smoke. The Holy Spirit is not a dove, but it can manifest as a dove. Who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is a person. And when you begin to treat the Holy Spirit as a person, listen, I want you to come to the point in your life when you are sitting down, you know that there is someone close to you and it's the Holy Spirit. You need to come to a point in your life where you are lying down on your bed and there is someone close to you, you know it's the Holy Spirit. Aya. Listen, I'm saying that you train yourself to come into that practical awareness, into that practical consciousness that you are not alone, that there is someone with you and he is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has emotions. How many of you watched my video yesterday? 7 things people do that grieve the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has emotions. The Holy Spirit can feel, can see. The Bible speaking. Listen, I have a question for you. What are you doing with the Holy Spirit? 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 Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30. The Bible speaking about this personality called the Holy Spirit. And tonight he's going to reveal himself to you. Ephesians 4 verse 30. The Bible says something very prophetic. It says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Are you seeing? It says, grieve not the Holy Spirit. In In other words, the Holy Spirit can be grieved. And listen, if the Holy Spirit does not have emotion, it means he won't be able to grieve him. The fact that he can be grieved means that he is an emotional personality. So the Holy Spirit, you need to come. The Holy Spirit is a person. I remember many years ago, I began to train myself in the dimensions of walking with God. I started building how I entered into the strange dimensions of the manifest presence. Many of you can feel it now. You can feel waves of electricity. Many of you, there's one thing you are feeling now. There's this heat you are feeling around the right side of your rib region. Many of you must be feeling that now. Many of you are feeling heat, you're feeling cold, you know, you are feeling different things. You see, different things, you know, on your body. These are symbols of the anointing. These are manifestations of the Holy Spirit. And you see, many years ago, I began to train myself to be aware. Oh, somebody says I'm crying. Many years ago, I started training myself to be aware. That when I sit down like this, I'm just intentionally conscious that somebody is sitting down with me. When I'm on transit, I'm conscious that I'm not the only one in the vehicle. The Lord, the Holy Spirit is with me. I am moving. I'm moving with the consciousness that the Holy Spirit is with me. Then we are going to the examination hall. We are going with the consciousness that the Holy Spirit is with me. That you need to come to the point in your life that you begin to build that awareness. You are not alone. There is someone with you. Listen, he was sent to you. The fact you don't see him does not mean he's not there. Jesus made a statement. He says, I am going up so that this Holy Spirit will come and be with you. And I'm going to give you benefits of being aware. Now, when I'm talking about awareness, what do I mean? I am saying becoming conscious that he is with you. Jesus said, I have to go, so the Holy Spirit shall come. The Bible speaking clearly in John 16, verse 7. The Bible speaking, he says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. He said, I have to go so the Holy Spirit will come. So now Jesus has gone and the Holy Spirit is here. But the reason why, listen, let me tell you, the Holy Spirit has been ignored by many believers. And that's why many people are not entering into dimensions that they should enter. The Holy Spirit has been ignored. I'm telling you the truth. And he's about to reveal himself to you. Listen, you can't have the Holy Spirit and you are finding it hard to pray. Because it is the spirit of grace and supplication. You can't have the Holy Spirit and you are finding it hard to fast. A believer that still finds it hard to pray, a believer that still finds it hard to fast, has not understood the partnership with the Holy Spirit. Because we don't pray long with our power. We don't fast with our power. We fast by the power of the Holy Spirit. That something can happen. The Bible says that the Spirit of God will quicken your mortal bodies. When you see a man tell you, oh, I prayed for 10 hours, I prayed for 24 hours, don't see that man praying by strength. Because the Bible says, by strength shall no man prevail. See a man that has learned how to depend on the Holy Spirit for strength. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Is somebody being blessed tonight? Romans 8, verse 11. Yeah. Shut up. He says, but if the Spirit of truth that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he said, he shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. So the Bible is saying that the Holy Spirit dwells in you. I'm And because his spirit is in you, he shall quicken your mortal bodies. Meaning what you find out to do before, you can depend on the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will give you strength to be able to pray. You are doing a business, things are not going well. You can depend on the Holy Spirit and it gives you supernatural ideas. And people begin to ask you, how are you getting these ideas? And you will tell them, oh, it's because I have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. So it starts with awareness. Somebody say awareness. So while you are sitting down now, I'm saying you need to be aware that there is somebody sitting with you now, and his name is who? It starts with awareness. With awareness. I didn't come to teach you theory today. I came to teach you the practical of God's presence and power. It starts with awareness. I can see a lot of people watching me. I'm seeing Garuba, Miram Garuba. I'm seeing a lot of people. Listen, you're sitting right there now. There is somebody seated with you. His name is the Holy Spirit. I'm not saying it. I'm saying it's a person right there. He's right there. I mean, you are sitting now. The Spirit of God is right there with you. When you become conscious of this, you know that you are not limited by anything. You are not limited by any force. Because the Spirit, ayate ko paraka kakatias, ite kekeke, dampente suzakabande, kila prakakatilus. That same spirit of truth will quicken mortal bodies. The first way you need to understand is one of the benefits of awareness. Number one, it helps you. Listen, it helps you to have a deeper intimacy with the Lord. So when you start growing in awareness, meaning whenever you are speaking in tongues now, you are not speaking in tongues. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying you are speaking in tongues, but you are conscious of the presence of the Holy Spirit around you. I mean, you intentionally condition your mind to be aware that there is someone around you and is the Holy Spirit. When you begin to walk like this, when you begin to live like this, you notice that all of a sudden you are entering into deeper intimacy with the Spirit of God. You notice that you that could not pray for long, now you don't want to meet with people anymore. You always want to be in your room now because you have found a new best friend. His name is the Holy Spirit. Oh, you notice that you don't want to be among friends anymore. You don't want to be among people anymore. You just want, oh my God, I just felt it. I just felt like something like a raindrop in this place now. You don't want to be around friends anymore. Oh, maybe you like partying before. You're looking for the next Saturday to come. So you just go enjoy yourself with friends. But now, first Saturday, they don't see you. Second Saturday, your friends are looking for you. The third Saturday, they are looking for you. Oh, what's happening? And they ask you, oh, we have not been seeing you up all as well. And you say, you look at them. You say, oh, the spirit of grace and supplication has entered me. Yeah, is that I've started building this intimacy. You know, the Bible speaking in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. He said, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. The spirit of grace. Believers, you need to understand, what is grace? Grace is God's enabling power. Supplication is the spirit of prayer. Listen, believers, I'm not talking about the realm where you pray prayer. I'm talking about the realm where prayer begins to pray you. I'm not saying that you pray prayer, you pray 1 hour, 2 hours. I'm saying that you are locked into the secret place. house. The Lord locks you in that secret place. He locks the door and he throws the key away. I don't know if somebody's getting what I'm saying. I'm saying that when the secret place becomes your permanent address, you are walking, you are in the secret place. You are eating, you are in the secret place. You are moving with people, you are in the secret place. It's like something has changed. Yeah, the same Holy Spirit that people are begging for, now that Holy Spirit has become your best friend. It only happens when you start building a special awareness that is here. Never go a day. Listen, Pastor Benny Hinn started building this awareness. So how Pastor Benny Hinn started was that every morning he would say, "Good morning, Holy Spirit." He wrote a book on it, "Good Morning, Holy Spirit." So every morning he will say, "Good morning, Holy Spirit," because he was trying to build his mindset to be aware of the presence of the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit can help you pray. The Holy Spirit can help you fast. He can help you. You have trusted in your strength for too long. He can help you. The second benefit of being aware of the Holy Spirit is that unusually you begin to see strange manifestations of the fruits of the Spirit. All of a sudden, you don't know where the anger went away. You don't know when the anger went away. All of a sudden, people are looking at you and they are asking you, "What happened to you? You are no longer aggressive. You are no longer angry at people." All of a sudden, you don't know when your mom rambo sonda baba. Listen, you don't even know the day you changed. You don't know the day you changed. All you knew was that you started building intimacy with him, and he started reflecting even in character. He started reflecting even in the way you treat people. He started reflecting even in the way you talk to people. Somebody came to me. He says, "Man of God, you are so calm. You're so calm. I just love the way you speak." And I was like, "Woo, don't say I'm calm." This is a result of one man called the Holy Spirit. Listen, when you see a man that carries the Holy Spirit, you will know. You know. Because the Holy Spirit will begin to impact his nature upon you. Have you been close to a friend before that was so aggressive? All of a sudden, you were shocked that you started becoming aggressive. Have you been close to a friend before that speaks too much? All of a sudden, you were shocked that you started speaking too much. As a matter of fact, you started talking like that friend. Because you were just by connectivity. I don't know if you have had experience like that before. Now, do you know that when you get close to the Holy Spirit, the character of the Holy Spirit will come upon you? All of a sudden, you don't know when you started talking like the Holy Spirit. All of a sudden, you don't know when you started, "Oh my God, Rabando Sekete." You start looking like him. You start making decisions as if it is the Holy Spirit making the decision. Do you know why? Because you have built intimacy. It's called koinonia. It's called intimacy with him. There is a level, husband and wife, they get close together, they start looking like each other. Oh, no, some people say, "Oh, you and your wife looks alike now." I said, it's because of koinonia. Intimacy. Listen, some of you have friends, people ask you, "Are you sisters?" Because of how close you are, you start looking like each other. "Oh, are you brothers?" It's called koinonia. I'm saying, when you begin to build that awareness of his sense, you begin to look like him. You begin to speak like him. You begin to treat people like God will treat people. All of a sudden, you're no longer arrogant at people. All of a sudden, you no longer reply in anger. You don't know what has happened to you. Something has shifted because of intimacy. Galatians 5:22. Is somebody being blessed today? Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. These are the attributes you will begin to see. He said, "For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." So when you begin to walk with the Holy Spirit, when you begin to build intimacy with Him, you discover that the fruit of the Spirit becomes complete in your life. The third benefit, and we're going to pray. Let me give you two more. I have a lot, but I'll give you two more. That intimacy with the Holy Spirit brings you into a level of revelation. You notice that you no longer struggle for things. You no longer, oh my God, I feel the weight of God's presence here. Woo! I feel the weight of God's presence. Can we just close our eyes and be still a few minutes? Just be still. Be still. Just be still. Just soak in the power. Soak in the power. Soak in the power. Soak it in. Soak it in. Soak it in. Allow that wave overtake you. Allow the power flow through your body. Bible says, be still and know that I am God. It says, be still and know. I want to see what my father saw. I want to hear what my father said. There is something they had. There is something they saw. There is something they saw. There is something they had. I want to see what my father saw. I want to hear what my father said. I want to know what the ancients knew. The ancients, they knew something. Oh, ah, yeah, they knew something. Aramamo, the guy. There is something the ancients knew we need to know. Spirit of God. Roman the sun again. Am I? Blessed are those who
stronger test. Lord, you promised that we will be filled. We will be filled. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst. Jesus, you promised, though. You said we will be filled. We will be filled. Blessed I am. I am hungry. I am thirsty. Jesus, you promised we will be filled. In Jesus' name. Mem viene cala si ele keli gai edi gai romon digita ele edi gai. Jesus' name. Such a sweet presence of the Holy Spirit today. Thank you, Lord. The third benefit is that when you begin to build intimacy like this, awareness, you discover that you begin to enter into seasons of divine leadings and guidance. Because one thing about the Holy Spirit is that he loves to make things clear for people. He loves to make things clear. All of a sudden you are receiving supernatural ideas about your finances. All of a sudden you are receiving supernatural ideas about that which he has called you to do. All of a sudden John 16 verse 13. The first benefit is that it helps you develop intimacy with God. The second benefit, it helps you operate in the fruits of the Spirit. The third benefit is that it brings you into levels of divine guidance and leadings. All of a sudden, you are hearing. Maybe things are not going, your business is not going the way you want, but all of a sudden, you are receiving the leadings of the Spirit. Now you are knowing what to do per time, per season, because of the advantage of relationship with the Spirit of God. You are advantaged. Your relationship with the Holy Spirit has brought you into a season, has brought you into deeper levels of advantage. What other people are confused about, you cannot be confused, because you have built awareness, because you are in a journey of building relationship with the Spirit of God. John 16 verse 13. Hiya. I feel him here. I feel him. He said, albeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatever he, the Holy Spirit is your greatest prophet. The Holy Spirit is not a prophet. Because every prophet needs the Holy Spirit. But what I'm saying is that the Holy Spirit is your greatest revealer of mysteries. There are things the Holy Spirit can hide from a prophet, can reveal to you. Because he is a revealer of secrets. It says, it's when he, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, meaning the Holy Spirit hears from God the Father, he said, that he shall speak, for he will show you things to come. You are about to travel and there is something bad ahead. Because of your relationship with him, it begins to show you, it begins to reveal to you things to come. You discover that all of a sudden nothing happens to you by mistake anymore, because now you can see, now you can hear. Your business, you have prayed. What if the breakthrough of that business is just a word from God? What if it is just an instruction? Many people are praying, Lord, why is this business like this? Lord, why is this up? What if it was just an instruction away? Relationship with the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit will begin to bring you. The third benefit is that it begins to bring you into the manifestations of your giftings of the Spirit. Because every one of you listening to me, there is something the Lord has packaged in you. There is a gift of the Spirit. You may not know it yet. As you begin to walk with him, as you begin to grow in him, all of a sudden you begin to find yourself. You begin to discover yourself, what he has packaged in you. You begin to enter into the full picture of it. I don't know if somebody's getting what I'm saying. All of a sudden you begin to notice that you are a carrier of wisdom. All of a sudden you begin to notice that you are anointed about people that nobody told you about. That's the prophetic spirit. All of a sudden you notice, listen, you begin to come know the fullness of yourself. Many people are crying, oh man of God, how do I know my purpose? How do I know my gift of the Spirit? How do I know who I am? Listen, believers, the way you can know it well is when you begin to grow in intimacy. What does intimacy mean? Intimacy means intimacy. So as you go into it, as you grow in intimacy, the Lord begins to enter into you. He begins to reveal to you that which he has packaged in you for your generation. Are you blessed tonight? Are you blessed tonight? Somebody write on the comment section, say, Holy Spirit, reveal yourself to me. Holy Spirit. And I'm going to release impartation on specific set of people that are hungry. I don't know how many of you are, you're hungry for the presence of the Holy Spirit. You are hungry for a touch. I don't know who's hungry for impartation. You want the Lord to touch your prayer life. You want the Lord to breathe upon your word study life. You want the Lord to reveal mysteries to you. If you know you desire this, can you just close your eyes and stretch forth your hands like a cup? There are going to be impartations here. Just be still. You can close your eyes, oh, you can close your eyes. There is something that is about to come upon you today. Yeah. Some of you, you will feel his touch. Some of you, you will feel it like wind. Some of you, you will feel it like cold. You are dead. Espíritu Santos. Just be still. Keep your eyes. Be aware. Intentionally be aware that he is around.
Holy Spirit, as many that are hungry for you, as many desperate for your touch. Touch. Let it come strong upon you. Let it come strong upon you. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Your relationship with Jesus is taking a new turn. It's taking a new shift. Prayer becomes easy. Hearing him becomes easy. Fellowship becomes easy. Whatever you lay your hands upon becomes easy. The siege is broken. Hiya. The siege is broken. The siege is broken. The siege is broken. You are entering into encounters. From today, it's easy, it's easy, it's easy. Whatever was hard becomes easy. Whatever was hard becomes easy. Let it come upon you like fire. 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 Sweet presence of the Holy Ghost. Let it come upon you like fire. Stop until I learn just like you. Didi gita wati kigura latia, mama mama mali gura latia. It's coming stronger upon you. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. It's heavy, it's heavy, it's heavy, it's heavy. Stay longer, stay longer, stay longer. The longer you stay, the weightier you become. The longer you wait, the weightier you become. For it is they that wait upon the Lord that will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and they will not faint. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Your strength is being renewed. Your strength is being renewed. Spirit of God, touch, 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 touch. Woo! Your hands will begin to burn. Your hands will begin to burn. Your legs will begin to burn. Spirit of the living God, touch, touch. Woo! Touch, 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 touch. You are the girl. It is time to fly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.